Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You may have heard this morning the story where we were hearing just news trickling in that there was a sheriff outside the city manager's home, the city manager of Johannesburg, Floyd Brink, and they were there to serve him papers. Really, what seemed to be like a warrant of arrest. We wanted to get clarity on the matter, so we have got the spokesperson of the city of Johannesburg, Mlimandlela Mdamase, who's on the line with us. A very good evening, Mr. Mdamase, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much and good evening to listeners.
Just maybe give us a full brief of, according to your understanding, what actually happened this morning outside Floyd Brink's home.
Well, this morning, Mr. Brink was surprisingly confronted with the sheriff together with the legal representative of one of the clients of the city who had previously taken upon himself litigation with the city with regards to unsettled utility bills. The sheriff attempted to present what was a warrant of arrest and consequently effect an arrest on the city manager. Unfortunately, the city manager's legal team were able to respond to that particular action immediately, and that arrest, that attempt to arrest the city manager was waded off outside his home.
Are you clear of the facts of the matter? Are you aware of this particular matter that brought us to this point?
Well, we are aware of the matter because the resident who is behind this particular litigation had taken the city to court.
Yes.
The court had provided a court order that the city must engage with the residents in an attempt to resolve the dispute with regards to their utility bill, and that any action by the city to either disconnect or take any action that is punitive against the resident for non-payment of the bill should be suspended or is interdicted by the court pending the finalization of the engagement.
Sure.
So this act as it occurred today was on the basis that the resident yesterday experienced some disruption in their supply of water. Mm-hmm. A preliminary investigation on our side has shown that the city of Johannesburg or Johannesburg water technicians were not behind the disconnection at the alleged property. And therefore, the action by the sheriff and the litigant in this matter were unwarranted. But also, just to remind your listeners, it's that in this country, it is an accepted fact that it is only the South African police services who have the powers to effect an arrest. And in this instance, it was quite mischievous, and obviously we are quite suspicious of it as the city, given the political environment we are in, that the sheriff would have tried to effect such an arrest. Secondly, do so at the private residence of Mr. Brink, as opposed to presenting the matter to the official offices of the city where Mr. Brink is located, and given that this matter was raised against him in his professional capacity and not his personal capacity.
Okay.
So the way in which it was
done. Let's do it one thing at a time, because I know you're going through quite a number of issues. Let's just talk about the court order, the previous, as you're saying, you're very aware of this particular dispute, and you were meant by the court's order to engage with this particular customer and resolve the matter and so on, and wait, you know, sort of not really take any further action. Is it true? I have not seen the warrant, by the way. Is it true that what the sheriff put forward was also a contempt of court warrant? So the warrant was because there was a contempt of court. Have you seen the actual warrant itself?
Yes, I've seen the documentation, and hence I'm confirming that indeed the city was aware of the court order. We are aware that the court had issued a warrant, and that warrant was stayed for a period of 1 year or 12 months to allow the city and the litigant to be able to come to some conclusion with regards to the outstanding matters or the contested matters with regards to the utility bill of the customer. So in this particular instance, if the city had disconnected the customer, then indeed the city would have acted in contempt of the court order that was known to the city. But again, as I have said, the city's investigation currently and to date as we speak has shown that Johannesburg water technicians who would be responsible for disconnecting the client did not go out to disconnect the client yesterday, as alleged.
Yes,
and
yes.
Also, you would.
I just wanted to make sure that the warrant was about a contempt of court. So you've clarified
that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've clarified
that.
Did this customer yesterday, when there was a disruption to their water, actually reach out to the city before they went to the sheriff or to the legal representative?
Well, from our records, we do not have any reach out or attempt to reach the city, but except for what we saw this morning of an attempt to present themselves before the private residence of the city manager and to, you know, create the sensation that was thereafter created of taking videos of the private residence of the city manager and distributing those to the media and creating the fracas that we then saw.
Mr. Ndamase, the city manager, of course, because there would have to be an individual respondent, was the respondent in this matter, right?
Yes, he is cited in his capacity as the city manager, you're quite correct.
In these documents from the court, even though he is a respondent representing the city, did they add his private residence in this warrant?
No.
The address?
That's why we're saying it was done in a very mischievous way, because any reasonable person, including the legal representatives of the litigant, the sheriff, it is quite easy to even utilize available resources to locate where the city manager's office is located. And it
of
is
course.
No hidden secret, because even in the court papers, there is an address that must be stated as the address of the respondent, and that is there. But this particular action was indeed suspicious to us, because in the way and manner in which it has been brought about, it has really sought to harass and to intimidate the city manager, and quite frankly to embarrass him, because all of a sudden the rights he enjoys as a private citizen together with his minor children and family have been violated by the actions of the sheriff together with the legal representatives of the litigant.
What address was there? Obviously the official address of the city, am I right? Or did you find that it was
the official address of the city? There are also attorneys of record who represent the city in the matter, who under any normal circumstance could have been contacted to say that we would want to present this particular warrant of arrest on the basis of 1, 2, and 3. And obviously no one would be able to stand before that, because there is a court order in place. But again, we just have to investigate whether or not the city indeed is in contempt of the order, and that the disruption that occurred at the residence was as a result of an action by the city to disconnect the client.
Who arrived? There's a sheriff. There's the legal representative. What were they there to do? They were just there to issue the warrant, or did they? What I mean, you say they wanted to arrest him. Were they actually trying to arrest him, and how were they going to do that?
Well, what they informed him is that they are there to arrest him. So it was the sheriff together with the legal representative of the applicant.
He believed they were going to arrest him.
It's not about belief. That's what they said they are there to do.
So what's your way forward, Mr. Ndamase, as the city?
Well, the city's legal team has taken the matter up. We have engaged both the legal representatives of the client of the city. We have taken the office of the sheriff to task, and we have also consulted with our legal teams to see if we can approach the court so that we can stay that particular warrant, more so because this disruption that occurred in the supply is not a disruption that is as a result of the city having taken action to disconnect the client, because it is prohibited from doing so on the basis of the court order that was granted in the favor of the client.
You obviously have stated many times already in this interview that you don't trust that this was a legitimate issue. What do you think is behind all of this? Your speculations?
Well, operating in the environment, we have over the last couple of months seen a concerted effort by certain political actors within the city that have sought to target Mr. Brink in his individual and in his official capacity. There are councillors belonging to certain political parties who have made it their business to go out and distribute his private cell phone numbers, his address, and encourage residents to go and protest or to contact him directly with regards to service delivery issues in the city. So it feeds into an environment that has already been contaminated, and an environment that has been characterized by an abuse of the legal system and the courts in trying to distract and trying to undermine the rights of the city manager and the role and responsibilities that he carries within the city.
Why do you think he as an individual has been targeted? And I understand what you're saying, the environment right now is quite tense, but why specifically him?
Well, it is of interest to us as well. I mean, he was targeted with regards to his appointment. There were a number of issues back and forth. The courts finally dismissed the cases brought by the DA on that particular matter. He's been targeted on many fronts, and I suppose there has been an identification by those who drive the campaign that he is indeed a capable person who is doing well in trying to turn the city around. And unfortunately, those who would be opposed to the current coalition government that is in the city would not want the city to earn any points with regards to how it is trying to stabilize its administration and how it is trying to implement the programs of the city.
Appreciate your time. City of Johannesburg's municipal spokesperson, Mlimandlela Ndamase, just maybe giving us his take on what happened this morning. And of course, he represents the city. And Michael Sun is from the DA. He's a DA Shadow MMC of Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg. They wanted to also weigh in on the matter. Thank you so much, Councillor Sun, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and your listeners.
Tell us your version of what you think happened this morning.
Well, I caught the tailwind of your interview with the city's post person.
Yes.
And I think it is ludicrous that the spokesperson should pin what happened today on the Democratic Alliance. Mm. I think he should openly state to the resident of Joburg and to yourself, very importantly, that the action was brought by a private company by the name of AB Peter Investment Pty Limited.
Yes.
And I think what's more important is that this is a legal action that's got absolutely nothing to do with the DA.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the city must own up its own failure not to comply with the court order of the High Court in the Gauteng Local Division that caused this debacle today. Unfortunately, what we've seen is also a very sad day in terms of law enforcement. What we've seen pictures taken by the residents is that the Johannesburg Metro Police Department was used, both in terms of police officers and possibly unmarked vehicles, to prevent the sheriff from enforcing the warrant, be it there was a legal technicality or a spelling error, but the city's Metro Police was unlawfully called in to intervene in this lawful process. The city is more than entitled to call up on a legal team. The city manager is very much entitled to legal representation. But I think to call in the Metro Police to prevent the enforcement of a court order is certainly unlawful and creates a terrible precedent. And what's next? If any official should face a warrant of arrest or law enforcement, can they just call in the JMPD to stop it from happening? I think absolutely not. We need to respect the rule of law, and I think justice must be upheld here.
But, Councillor Sun, was the sheriff actually seriously there to arrest the city manager at his home? Really?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. From according to the reports we hear, the sheriff was certainly to execute a warrant of arrest.
The sheriff himself was supposed to be taking in the city manager from his home. I don't see how that would happen. I mean, he would have brought law enforcement himself to do that, not himself trying to arrest a city manager, especially at his home.
But remember, the sheriff is an officer of the court.
Yes.
He executes what the warrant of execution says. And the warrant is issued by the court. So if the court says to the sheriff, the warrant that requires you to take in a certain individual to a certain place, that the sheriff has obligations to execute that. So I think then the person where the warrant mentions that has an obligation and an opportunity to comply with that document, I think it is between the city manager and the city, and of course, very importantly, the sheriff to resolve this legal issue.
Yeah.
And for us as outsiders to see what is going to happen. But I think us as residents, we are really entitled to see what is the cause, what's the real cause of the warrant of arrest that is being issued.
And that's the thing for me, Councillor Sun, because they're blurring of lines here. Of course, there are legitimate reasons why a resident would want their matter to be taken seriously and take this all the way to the court, which they've done. And there seems to be, and of course, this will still be, tested. There seems to be a warrant issued because of the fact that the city, and I'm going to keep saying the city, not the city manager, the city is in contempt of court. Of course, it'll be tested. But the point is that why would anybody accept an arrest at a resident of an employee of the city? That's a terrible precedence that we're setting here. People will be targeted, unfairly so. Even if the city is wrong, that shouldn't be allowed.
Well, the sheriff obviously has some explanation to do. I'm not the sheriff's spokesperson, and I don't want to do that. But I think a sheriff has an option or a choice to make. Where is the best place to enforce that warrant? And of course, and again, the warrant has to be legitimate. And I think rightfully you said by you earlier on that the city must answer to say that, why was this necessary? Why was the warrant necessary? Why couldn't the city have complied with the court order in the first place? I in a way, feel that the city maybe is to blame. And I think this obligation shouldn't stop. This responsibility shouldn't stop at the city manager. Must go all the way up to the mayor. The mayor must take responsibility. Maybe it's said that the mayor is only coming out to answer some questions, but I think that mayor should take full responsibility on behalf of the city to say, why is our city of Johannesburg having to face this legal debacle? And I'll tell you what, do you know who's paying for all these legal costs? Not the city manager, not the mayor, but we as the residents, the ratepayers, we are paying for those legal costs on behalf of the city.
You're absolutely right, Councillor Sun, that there needs to be accountability, and perhaps the buck stops with the mayor, which is exactly the point about why target an individual who happens to be an employee of the city. And aren't there ways in which we can deal with the city and not go harass him at his home in front of his family? Surely that cannot be acceptable. But to take this further, I mean, you're a councillor in the city of Johannesburg. Let's hear your take on what do you really think is going on here.
I think the city was negligent. I think the city was not taking responsibilities. And I think very importantly is that the service delivery in the city of Johannesburg has really collapsed. Things like this shouldn't happen. I mean, this is not a legal action that happened within 3 days. It went on for years and for months. The city really had enough opportunity to rectify things that shouldn't have gone to this extent. I can imagine that the company or the customer on the other end having to receive this and having to incur a substantial amount of legal costs to take the city to court. And this is probably one of the more fortunate customers that are able to afford this kind of legal process. Can you imagine thousands and thousands of customers that are not able to afford this kind of legal process, that are on the suffering end, and who's speaking for them? And I hope the city has learned this lesson. The city needs to pull up its socks. Unfortunately, with the current coalition, and very sad to hear what the city spokesperson have just said, they are pointing fingers, they are blaming a political party, which I belong to, the Democratic Alliance, for something that they have messed up, which has got nothing to do with the DA. And it's just sad that to see that nobody wants to take responsibilities and fix the problems.
So where's the DA Shadow MMC of Water, so that we can understand what's the story with this particular matter?
It is certainly a surprise to us as well this morning that we heard that the city manager was going to be arrested. I can certainly convey your request to my colleague, the Shadow MMC, it's Nicole van Dyk, Councillor van Dyk.
I think she
should be more than happy to take. Yeah. More than happy to take an interview. I was the former MMC for EISD. I can tell you that there are issues where we need to resolve, but I think as a city there are too many. The city needs to come openly and engage with the residents. But that request, I'm sure, will be
fantastic.
Met obligingly.
Appreciate it very, very much. Michael Sun is a DA Shadow MMC for Public Safety, a councillor, obviously, in the city of Johannesburg. As you can hear, lots here that we need to weave through and we need to sort of unpack. But you heard it to yourself. That's a spokesperson of the city of Johannesburg, as well as the DA Shadow MMC for Public Safety. We'll obviously get more on the story because it is still unraveling. As you know, this warrant did not, you know, the sheriff was not able to actually arrest the city manager, I think for many reasons. But we'll get to the bottom of it. And yes, there is a question to be asked about the JMPD and what they were doing there. But I think lots of questions to ask yet.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.